This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was NFL Network's analysis of Milton Williams, the biggest signing to date, and probably the biggest signing of the offseason, I'm going to assume, for the Patriots. 4 years, over $100 million for the Eagles Super Bowl hero. Nick Fitzy, Stevens, Andy Hart here, WEEI Afternoons, reacting to what has been essentially a wild 3 days in the National Football League over the weekend. There were trades, re-signings. Today brought the opening of tampering, and the Patriots have been very active. Carlton Davis is going to join Christian Gonzalez in the defensive backfield. Robert Spillane, and I actually wanted to read a tweet, Fitzy, that Brian Hoyer put out just moments ago on Twitter, which is working for now anyway.
By the way, I still say it was down earlier because the Patriots kept it down so that nobody could complain in the first hour of free agency.
Yeah, my guy Musk was busy with Doge. Yeah, he got too many things on his plate.
Because another starship exploded. That stands for Department of Giant Explosions.
Brian Hoyer tweeted out that Spill, that'd be Robert Spillane,
Spill,
is as tough as they come and the ultimate competitor. One of my favorite teammates from Vegas. Great sign by the Patriots. That just lends me to believe even more that there is definitely not only a focus on adding talent to this roster, but Mike Vrabel, and we heard rumblings of this, they wanted to bring in guys that they were familiar with, that were culture setters, that were the right people. It's why there was even some rumblings maybe they wouldn't be interested in DK Metcalf because they just don't have knowledge of him, personal knowledge of him, and why A.J. Brown might be a consideration, even though the Eagles would be crazy to get rid of him, but because Vrabel has some experience with A.J. Brown and his ups and downs in terms of emotion. So I think they are clearly targeting culture and roster building in a way that I don't know if they did last year, because quite honestly, I don't know if they knew what they were doing last year. And that's going to sound harsh, and it probably was meant to be. I think they were just grasping for straws, and Elliott Wolf was getting guys he knew and different things. They were re-signing culture guys. But you now have a lot of money invested in the defensive side of the ball. I haven't been able to load my friends at SpotTrack. I think they're having a tough day keeping up with everything because they got a 502 bad gateway on my computer when I tried to load the Patriots salary cap page. But when you look at Christian Barmore and now Milton Williams, you're talking about $20-plus million for two defensive tackles. You better be really good up the middle on defense. And then when you add in Davis at cornerback, Kyle Duggar in the secondary, and Spillane at linebacker, there's a lot of money being invested on that defense, including some of the holdovers, even though you did trade away Devon Godshaw. And good trade, by the way, because I wasn't sure you were going to get anything for him, and I know it's a future seventh, but it's more than nothing. And in case you haven't heard, sometimes good players come in the seventh round. So we are reacting, 617-779-7937. And Fitzy, were you able to ascertain why Milton Williams was reportedly a Panther and now he's reportedly a Patriot?
I have not seen any reporting, explanation, or
premature
for how he was announced at 1 p.m. to be going to Carolina, only an hour later to shake free and end up with the Patriots. I still have a feeling the over $100 million in American monies probably had something to do with it. By the way, Harold Landry, 9.5 sacks last year. I know you said they're schemed up. He's not a giant, you know, creative pass rusher on his own. I don't think anyone's looking for that. Just, you know, another solid defender would be good. That is half as many sacks as the Patriots had last year.
Oh, yeah. No, they were non-existent in terms of the pressure on the quarterback. And also, I will add in, Harold Landry's numbers might benefit from two people. Christian Gonzalez, Carlton Davis. They got two pretty good corners, but there could be some coverage sacks in his future. And guess what? We are simpletons, because when we see pass rushers and we try to figure out how good a year they have, we just look in the sack column and the pressure column. And if he's getting good coverage in the back end, how many years do we hear Bill Belichick say, well, good pass defense is the coverage and the pressure working in concert together? Well, they have the potential for that to work in concert together and make beautiful music, Fitzy. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's start with Cam in Fall River. What are your thoughts on what the Patriots are doing so far, Cam?
Hey, what's going on, guys? A couple things. One, isn't this sort of, it's not the fun thing, but isn't this sort of the ideal situation? We have veteran defensive head coach now. We have defensive-minded coaches. Now we have our veteran playmakers on defense. Now our entire draft can be focused on the offense. Now we can hope that Travis Hunter is sitting at four. Now that we don't need him because we signed Davis, we got all these corners, trade back, get a tackle, get a running back, get a receiver. Maybe bring in a Cooper Kupp to help with whatever receiver you bring in. But, one, this draft is deep with running back and receiver, so you're going to get a playmaker there. And two, the tackle position, especially the LSU guy, tape don't lie. He is filthy. I know his arms aren't long, but that's the route there. Grab him.
Yeah. All right, thanks for the call, Cam. Glad we got that in on a Monday, because Ted Johnson would have yelled at you, because the two most important things in the sport of football are long arms and big hands, and Will Campbell has neither. But yeah, I am more and more Fitzy going down the road of where I've been all along. I don't know that I love the Travis Hunter idea. I'm falling more and more in love with the Will Campbell idea and bringing him in, especially if Moses is your tackle. If he's your tackle, and I don't really want to switch him to left tackle, I'll have to take a shot at Will Campbell. Okay, he's got short arms. I go to the Dante Scarnecchia school of offensive line play. Short arms are not the biggest deal in the world. Okay, there's two examples. Because everybody can say Isaiah Wynn sucked, and everybody can say Matt Light was great and is a team Hall of Famer. So you average it out, and, well, we're back to see what the hell Will Campbell brings to the table, right?
Yeah. Listen, Will Campbell could very well be on the table at four. I still am not ruling out defense because it's a Mike Vrabel team. I'm also not ruling out wide receiver or trading back. Anything and everything is on the table, so long as the Patriots just take the best player available. I don't want them jumping in or pursuing need when the team is just so absolutely groaningly desperate for talent overall on both sides of the ball. But you can't help but think offense is going to be prioritized, or at least given like an upvote on the social media, because they've gone all defense thus far in the first day of free agency. So that makes complete sense.
I'm glad you brought up the comparison between free agency and draft and best player available. And that's the one thing that I think it's becoming more and more clear to me. Mike Vrabel's assertion at the combine that they wanted to do so much work in free agency that they wouldn't have needs heading into the draft, that they could therefore just draft best player available. Not sure that's really coming to fruition. You do not have a left tackle still. You do not have high-end playmakers at the receiver position. So and it's not done. You know, the text line is reminding me there's guys like Cooper Kupp out there, Brandon Ayuk. There could be trades and other moves, and I leave that door open for other things to happen. But right now, with the flurry of early free agent signings kind of coming off the board, it's hard to envision that they're game ready right now, right? Like, that was the whole idea. We'll be game ready after free agency, and then we'll be able to just take whoever falls in our lap every single round of the draft. If you're game ready, that would mean that Verdarian Lowe is the starting left tackle. Is that what we would say right now, Fitzy? And I don't like that plan.
I literally couldn't tell you who the starting left tackle is right now. Nobody could tell you who the starting left tackle is right now. He might not be on the team. However,
Campbell.
However, if they're going to be game ready after free agency, I would like to point out it's 2:38 p.m. Free agency has not ended yet. Technically, some would like to say
it's 2 days from starting.
Yeah, it's 2 days, and it's 2 days from actually happening. However, there's still time. I don't know who in the hell else would possibly be available. Maybe, just maybe, they're going to have to swing a trade because this was the worst year, to have the biggest stack of chips and sit down at the free agency poker table and want to splash the pot, because you'll be splashing the pot with a pair of sevens. Like, it's just nothing there right now, and no one else wants to play. Everyone else is like, nah, I'm just going to take my money and go home, or go to dinner, or just put it in the room and maybe go see a show. No one wants to play. There's nothing there.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Reacting to Patriots free agency, Milton Williams, the biggest signing so far, over $100 million for the Eagles defensive tackle. Let's go to Coach in New Hampshire, and the subject line says, I'm excited. Why are you so excited, Coach?
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, because personally, I've been about as negative with the Patriots in the last 6 months in the history of my life. And we just signed, in my opinion, now 22 guys start on a football team, 11 of, we just signed 5 starters. We signed 5 starters, an edge, an inside tackle that I thought we'd never get. I think a very good corner, an outstanding Mike backer, and probably a right tackle who's been, by all accounts, like super consistent in his career with the Ravens and Jets. Yeah, we haven't addressed other needs, but we just signed 5 starters out of 22 players. That's why I'm excited.
All right, thanks for the call, Coach. And you know
like
what,
it,
Fitzy?
Coach.
I can't really discount anything he said. I think they did sign 5 starters, at the very least 4. I mean, Morgan Moses is the only one I feel a little squirrely about, just because he's old and he's banged up, and
I'm starting him over Caden Wallace because I don't even know what I have in Caden Wallace yet. Caden Wallace himself probably wouldn't even be able to tell you what he has in Caden Wallace.
I'll give you my fear for Morgan Moses. He's a tough son of a gun, but sometimes tough son of a guns call it a career at some point too. How many years have we lived through offensive linemen in New England retiring, including last year where Chukwuma Okorafor waited to September before he walked away? Sometimes aging, the body hurts and doesn't want to do things anymore. That's the only thing I would leave there, is that Morgan Moses has a lot of wear on that that tire, and if he just runs out. But Coach is right. You've signed. Now, the bad part is you needed to sign that many starters and then some. Coach says there's 22 starters. I don't know how many guys this team had that you could pencil in as starters before free agency started. There were a lot of holes on this roster. And the other issue is, you haven't filled some of the most significant holes for people that were dreaming that this was going to be a big, fast jump in the offseason back to credibility here in New England, and that maybe, just maybe, Drake May is still the forgotten man and not going to be surrounded by the types of help that he needs. But we're talking about it here, 617-779-7937. Also want to react to the text line. We love you, 207. It's been less than 24 hours, you Nimrods. Actually, you're the Nimrod because it's been less than 3 hours, technically. It hasn't even been close to 24 hours since free agency started. So, yes, we're reacting. Yes, we're overreacting to something that doesn't even start until Wednesday. We'll continue to do so. Take your call, 617-779-7937. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.